You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They got a bunch look left with Pitts, Sills, and Mooney. London to the right. Robinson's the running back. Here's the third down play. Cousins looks. Coming open is Pitts. Touchdown, Atlanta. He crossed the line. Came right across the field at the goal line. And Kirk Cousins put it right on the 8 for the touchdown.
And the big voice guy means it's a Falcons victory Monday on Sports Radio 92.9.
I love it.
The game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. Patriots came back from an 11-point deficit to beat the Ravens 28-24. Clinched a playoff spot with that in the college football playoffs. Alabama did beat Oklahoma after they overcame a 17-0 deficit. Miami beat Texas A&M. Oregon beat James Madison. Ole Miss beat Tulane. Hawks lost to the Bulls last night, 152-150. They'll face again tomorrow night. And tonight, the 49ers will take on the Colts on Monday Night Football. Coverage starts right here on 92.9 The Game at 7 o'clock. Well, let's get into the best headline of the morning. It's Falcons victory Monday. They beat the Cardinals 26-19 last night.
The reemergence of the shallow drag, little crossing route, whatever you want to call it, Mike, in the Falcons offense, that's my favorite route of all time. Because I used to watch Julio Jones run it to the point where it's unstoppable. And they did get a little confused when Kyle crossed the face of the defense right there in that second level. But I love that route, and I don't know if there was something with the comfortability level with Michael running the show and being a quarterback before he got injured with it, or what. But it feels like the last month it has just reemerged, and I absolutely, that to me is the most essential route in any offense when you got guys like Drake and Kyle and Bijan.
Yeah, I don't know if it was, because I'm thinking back to last year, it was like we hardly ever saw it last year. I cannot tell you how bad did I feel like, and this is a good vibes victory Monday, but thinking back on the Miami game, I can't help but think about how bad the game plan was around Michael Penix at quarterback and everything that we were attempting to do. And then watching Kirk try to operate it against Miami and seeing how bad it looked against Miami, I couldn't help but think about that last night. Like, they've obviously tailored some things to Kirk Cousins and put him under center and have worked more, you know, concepts for Kyle Pitts or whatever else they're calling it. And it looks good. And I, like, man, we had some rough times early in the year. Say that.
And I will say this. I do believe that there were some moments yesterday that the veteran savviness of Kirk helped you. I thought he made, and Arch talked about this a couple of times, where he threw some some outlets to the running back. So you're probably like, yeah, you probably shouldn't have thrown that. But there was a play, the play where Bijan on the 3-play, 65-yard drive, the big 42-yard catch, the defender basically played the outside. And you can watch Kirk steps up in the pocket, Mike, and Allie, and he points. And Bijan and him are on the same page. He points. And Bijan cut that route inside.
Right, yeah.
And then he puts it right there on his hip. And he just said, hey, see ya.
Bye.
Just to give you some more stats on Kirk from yesterday, he completed 21 of 35 for 197 yards, two touchdowns, added a one-yard touchdown rush, the 20th of his career. Here is Kirk talking about how the Falcons did a better job of staying on the field with Arch yesterday.
Yeah, some good, some bad, but we did a better job of staying on the field, converting the like third and manageables, the third and mediums, where you're dropping back still, but you're finding guys and they're making plays and separating. And it was a better operation on third down, I felt, for the most part.
We were 50% on third down. They actually were better on third down than we were, which is crazy to think about. When you look back at the statistics yesterday, there's only been one other game this year where you were 50% on third down. Do you know which one it was?
One other game that you were better than 50%.
You were at 50%, which is what they were yesterday. There's only been one other game where you matched that output on third down.
Was it like the first game of the year?
No.
I don't know.
It was the Washington Commanders game where you were actually really good.
Oh, yeah.
On third down. So that was nice to see. I mean, and Grant and I talked about this on the post game last night. There was a stretch where, and it includes Indianapolis, New England, and one other game, where you were actually 3 of 29 combined.
I remember.
On third down.
I remember.
Just abysmal for those stretch of games. We haven't been good on third down for the better part of the last couple of years. And, you know, to see them be able to do that last night is like, it was like that was almost the best quality you had offensively. You ran the ball at times, threw the ball at times, but you were good on third down finally. I think a quarterback sneak actually had a lot to do with that as well, even though I guess came on fourth down too. So, Kirk talked about it. Extending drives, man, staying on the field. That was a massive part of success yesterday.
Yeah, that Indianapolis game set third down offense back by 30 years because there was at one point in time, Allie, where it was like there was one third down conversion by each team,
yeah,
and we were in the third quarter,
yeah,
and there was hardly any. It was like everybody was scoring.
I think we
points.
Were 0-for-8, and they were 1-for-8, or something like that.
It's wild, but look, there's this little things that you can tell they're more comfortable doing with 18 back there, and 18 is more comfortable doing this year. And I saw someone. I know we got to get to, I think a call, but. Somebody I saw made the comment, oh, yeah, well, we were told they couldn't run the full offense last year with Kirk. Well, yeah, and if you listen to anything Kirk said, he didn't feel like he was 100% healthy ankle all year and then the shoulder at the end. So, yeah, he's clearly much more mobile this year.
Feels a little bit better this year. Our number is 404-726-0929. We are going to go out to the phones right now. Going to College Park, James is on the line. James, what do you got for us this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. And it's Allie. Just want to say, to be honest, as you all know, I'm a diehard Falcons fan. But like you say, since we have been eliminated, it's like yesterday we didn't even watch the game, to be honest. We watched Christmas movies and just kept it going. I'm just looking forward to next season because this one is just over with. But as always, I'm glad we got the victory. Hashtag Squid Nation. Happy holidays.
I love the little evil laugh at the end. I appreciate you. I do get frustrated when I hear that because I'm not built that way, man. I want to watch it. I think here's what I'm gonna say real quick. Everybody has I understand the frustration because I don't think people realize how frustrated we get as fans, and I am very much. We only get 17 games that matter every year. And I know that personally, Mike, Allie, in May, March, I'm going to miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't miss it first couple weeks out of February, right? Because TBS will do movies for guys who like movies or something, and NASCAR season will start, and you know, some people are reporting to spring training, but I can't. I understand watching the movies with the family because it's a holiday. Maybe that's the only time they get to spend together, so maybe that's a part of it. But we got to watch the movie at one from 1 to 4 and then 7:15 to bedtime.
There you go. Attaboy.
Like Trace Adkins said, you're going to miss this.
You're going to want this back.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to ATL Jaw in Atlanta. Good morning, ATL Jaw. What do you have for us?
Good morning, family. I just want to give you guys a shout out. This is an awesome radio show. Mike, I don't know if you saw it on Twitter. Some people were getting very happy when they saw Oklahoma was up 17. That did not age well. also, how do you guys feel about Jake Matthews dropping that catch? And who are the top candidates for coaching if Rod doesn't come back?
Appreciate the phone call. The Jake Matthews ordeal yesterday, I tweeted this out. He's going to remember that moment. How many games has he played in the NFL? Just roughly.
He has, I got it right here. That was his 194th start in the NFL.
I would say that that will be one of the three moments that he thinks about for the rest of his life in football.
Yeah.
Like when he's 50, he's going to be like, yep, played in a Super Bowl, you know, did this, did that. I dropped a touchdown pass one time.
Kirk talked about it with Arch, and he was like, you know, I think it was with Arch. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, I kind of tried to float it up there. I had pressure in my face. I should have just stuck it on him. And I like that. You know what the laughing part for me was is that after that play, like after the ball goes to his hands, they pulled Drake off the field, and they pulled Jake. Mind you, Jake is a left tackle.
They had to, though. And that's the rule. You can't report eligible and then play O-line the next play. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
But it was just funny because he goes over and he stands on the sideline, and Drake is, like, consoling him, like, hey, man, happens. And it's just funny. You feel bad for the big guy. You wanted it. But I did think of you immediately.
I really did.
I thought of you immediately because I was there when you had your moment in the sun. Mm. Well, literally in the dark.
Still, I was going to say in the shade more.
Superdome.
Yeah.
But I felt for him, man.
I did too. And I thought about that the same way. You know, you design those plays with Jake in mind, thinking, okay, the next play will be an extra point. You know, you don't ever think about the one after that where you try to run a quarterback sneak without your left tackle on the field because he has to immediately exit the game. You cannot be eligible as a receiver and then play offensive line on the next play. You have to take one play out. So, unfortunate, man. I mean, just, oh, God, it's going to stick in his craw forever.
Is that the one thing? Like, you know how there's that one thing when you go to holiday dinner with your family, they can say one thing that just triggers you? Is that what they could say?
Remember? Oh, especially at his family. I mean, good Lord. That you want to talk about the amount of games played by the Matthews clan over the years, just insane. They're probably all like, man, I've I played. His dad's probably like, I played 300 games. I never dropped a touchdown pass though.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that Mike says it like that because it's. I mean, Jake is an Iron Man, not because I think Jake's tough and all that, but like he's not. But I take all that aside, and that's not why he plays every game. It's because you ain't letting your old man get something over you, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, his old man, Allie, is I think he played like he was like basically the Cal Ripken Jr. of offensive linemen.
Yeah, he's looking at Jake going, what, 12, 13 yeah. years? That's cute. He's played like 19 and 20. Yeah.
You know what I mean? A high ankle sprain?
Yeah. What is that?
Yeah.
But in listening to Kirk talk to Dave last night, I could see Kirk making it his mission to get Jake a touchdown pass.
Yes.
I could hear it. I could hear it.
The funny thing was is Kirk was wearing that suit. And he tells Arch, he goes, so it's funny because I had my Falcons jumpsuit on. They have the jumpsuit that they can wear on the road. And he goes, my wife texts Matt Haley and said, hey, is he have the suit on? So Kirk had to delay coming out to us to change into the suit. And so it was funny because when we left, I stuck around and talked to some of our security guys. Shout out to John and Craig and some of the crew. I ended up walking. When I turn around, I'm walking out. I'm right with Kirk. And we come out into the tunnel. We have to walk on back onto the field to get to our bus. And one of the security, the regular security guys at the stadium said, hey, this guy's like some kind of doctor, blah, blah, blah. And so so Kirk stops and does his thing, signs autographs and stuff. And as I'm walking right there before you get to the family, where the family section is at the end of the stadium, there's this dude with a purple Kirko Chains shirt, and he's got like a jersey. And I was like, hey, man, he's right behind me. He goes, Kirk? I go, yeah, man. I go, he's got a great suit, too.
Well, if you haven't seen it, go online at 929 Morning Shift. We have retweeted the photo that Squid got of Kirk in his Christmas gear. Coming up, though, an NFL player got into an altercation with a fan. I am so curious to get your thoughts on this. Next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.